Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety whisperer. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs faster than you can catch them? Like you're constantly battling a tidal wave of to-dos and shoulds? Well, grab your metaphorical life preserver because today we're diving into something powerful. Radical acceptance. No, I'm not talking about becoming a doormat, folks. This is about learning to gracefully ride the waves of life, even the stormy ones. Because honestly, resisting reality just adds more stress to the mix. Think of it like this. You can try pushing against that stubborn knot in your shoelace for hours, or you can simply accept it there and find a way to tie your shoe around it. Makes things a whole lot smoother, right? So, what does radical acceptance really mean? It's about acknowledging things exactly as they are, without judgment or resistance. It's not saying everything is perfect, because let's be real, sometimes it's downright messy. It's about accepting the good, the bad, and the mid parts of life with an open mind and a compassionate heart. Here's the deal. We all have those moments where things just don't go our way, right? That project gets derailed, you miss that deadline, or your favorite coffee shop runs out of oatmeal, major tragedy. Instead of spiraling into despair, radical acceptance says, okay, this is happening, what can I learn from it? How can I adapt and move forward? Think about it like this. When you're learning a new skill like juggling, don't judge, you're bound to drop those balls a few times. But instead of getting discouraged, you acknowledge the fumble, adjust your technique, and keep practicing. It's the same with life. Accept those stumbles, learn from them, and get back up. You got this. Let me give you another perspective. Imagine that little voice in your head constantly criticizing everything you do. You didn't do well enough. That outfit is a disaster. Why are you even trying? Radical acceptance says, hey, that inner critic can be loud, but it doesn't have the final say. You get to choose how much power you give that voice. Remember, you're worthy just as you are in this very moment. Now let's talk about how radical acceptance can actually improve your daily life. When you stop resisting what is, you create space for peace and clarity. Less energy goes into fighting reality, and more energy goes into creating a fulfilling life. Think of it like decluttering your mind. When you release the weight of resistance, things feel lighter and brighter. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Instead of getting flustered and stressing over the delay, you take a few deep breaths, accept the situation, and use the time to listen to a podcast or simply enjoy the quiet moments. The radical acceptance can be a secret weapon for navigating those inevitable bumps in the road. Think about that last stressful interaction you had. Could radical acceptance have helped? Maybe instead of getting caught up in the argument, you could acknowledge the other person's perspective, even if you didn't agree with it. Maybe you could have taken a step back and said, I hear what you're saying, and I understand your frustration. By practicing radical acceptance in those moments, you can diffuse tension, build empathy, and create a more positive experience for everyone involved. So remember, folks, life is a wild ride, full of ups and downs, twists and turns. The key isn't to escape the chaos, but to learn how to navigate it with grace and resilience. Radical acceptance isn't about giving up or settling, it's about embracing reality with open arms, learning from every experience, and choosing joy even in the midst of imperfection. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area where you tend to resist reality. Maybe it's your relationship with food, your career aspirations, or even that nagging feeling that something isn't quite right. This week, make a conscious effort to practice radical acceptance in that specific area. Acknowledge the situation as it is, without judgment. See if you can find any lessons or opportunities for growth within the challenge. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Believe in yourself, embrace the journey, and keep those anxiety waves at bay. Until next time, stay rad.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.